Good morning. It's April 18th, and this is your daily brief in world news. Here's everything you need to know. In a dramatic escalation of tensions in the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is grappling with how to respond to Iran's direct attack, which saw over 300 projectiles fired at Israel. This unprecedented move by Iran has not only heightened regional tensions, but has also drawn international attention, with global economic implications now at the forefront of discussions among world leaders and financial institutions. Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi issued a stark warning against any aggressive actions from Israel, as the Biden administration gears up to impose new sanctions targeting Iran's missile and drone programs. This comes amid concerns from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen about the rising tensions' potential to disrupt the global economy, a sentiment echoed by the IMF and World Bank. The recent Iranian assault complicates President Joe Biden's position, who has voiced unwavering support for Israel while urging restraint to avoid further escalation. The U.S. military's involvement was crucial, deploying a near-perfect missile defense system that intercepted over 99% of the incoming munitions, showcasing the critical role of defense technologies in mitigating the impact of such attacks. The conflict's potential to spiral into a broader confrontation looms large, with significant implications for global oil prices, oil and gas production, and the overall economic stability. Geopolitical tensions are also raising concerns about sovereign credit ratings, with potential long-term effects on the credit outlook for 2025, inflation, and global financial conditions. In response to the attack, Canada has condemned Iran's actions and expressed solidarity with Israel, emphasizing the importance of non-military measures, such as sanctions and supporting dissidents, to stabilize the situation. The Canadian government is also considering designating Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist organization, highlighting the international community's stake in preventing further escalation and supporting regional defense against Iran's aggression. In a stark reminder of nature's fury, historic flooding has swept through the United Arab Emirates and Oman, leaving a trail of destruction and at least 19 lives lost in Oman. This unprecedented event has thrown the spotlight on the challenges posed by extreme weather conditions, believed to be intensified by climate change. The severe rainfall has not only claimed lives but also caused significant travel disruptions, with images of submerged cars on highways and flooded runways at Dubai International Airport making headlines around the world. Streets in Muscat, Oman, were transformed into raging rivers, underscoring the ferocity of the downpour. The impact of the floods has revealed the inadequacy of current infrastructure to deal with such extreme weather events. In a heartwarming display of solidarity, residents in the UAE have taken to WhatsApp to offer shelter to those stranded by the floods, showcasing a community coming together in times of crisis. Authorities have taken measures to ensure safety, advising residents to stay indoors unless absolutely necessary, and extending remote working for government employees. This response highlights the seriousness of the situation and the efforts being made to mitigate further risks. Despite the use of cloud seeding and attempts to increase rainfall in the region, experts suggest that the recent deluge is likely the result of natural atmospheric conditions. This event serves as a critical reminder of the unpredictable nature of weather and the importance of preparedness and resilience in the face of climate change. In a bold move to bolster the American steel industry and tackle the issue of Chinese overcapacity and subsidies, President Biden has announced plans to significantly increase tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum imports. This decision, announced during a visit to Pennsylvania, marks a major step in the administration's broader international trade policy aimed at protecting American manufacturing from unfair competition. The tariff hike is not an isolated measure. It's part of a comprehensive strategy that includes conducting anti-dumping investigations and collaborating with Mexico to prevent Chinese steel from indirectly entering the U.S. market. This approach underscores the administration's commitment to a strategic and balanced application of new tariff rates, aiming to shield American jobs and industries from global market distortions. However, this policy direction comes with its set of challenges. Increasing tariffs could inadvertently raise costs for U.S. consumers and introduce economic risks. This move also echoes the protectionist policies of Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump, albeit with a focus on strategy and balance. Additionally, the administration's actions extend beyond tariffs, as seen in its support for a Taiwanese semiconductor company's expansion in the U.S. and opposition to a Japanese firm's proposed acquisition of U.S. steel. The implications of these policy decisions are significant, reflecting Biden's dedication to revitalizing American manufacturing and recalibrating trade relations with China. This strategy is also indicative of Biden's efforts to garner support in key states ahead of the upcoming election, highlighting the intertwining of economic policy with political strategy. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's concerns and the anticipated visit of U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to China further emphasize the administration's nuanced approach to these complex trade issues. As the countdown to the Paris 2024 Olympics hits the 100-day mark, organizers have sparked excitement by releasing over 250,000 new tickets, making the games more accessible with nearly 20,000 tickets available at just 24 euros. This move underscores the anticipation building around one of the world's most prestigious sporting events. In a significant ceremony in Olympia, Greece, the Olympic torch was lit in front of an audience of 600, including dignitaries and global figures, symbolizing a message of unity and hope amid the backdrop of conflicts in Ukraine and Palestine. This event marks the beginning of the torch's journey, which will see it travel through Greece before being handed over to the Paris 2024 delegation and making its way to France, eventually leading a 68-day relay across the country to herald the start of the Games. In response to security concerns, French President Emmanuel Macron has hinted at the possibility of a traditional opening ceremony at the Stade de France, though the original plans for a parade on the Seine remain in motion. Organizers and officials are doubling down on security measures and contingency plans to ensure the safety of all attendees, reflecting a deep commitment to the seamless execution of the event. Athletes, meanwhile, remain focused on their preparations, looking forward to competing on the world stage. The upcoming Olympics also carry significant competitive anticipation, with the United States and China expected to lead the medal count. The participation of Russian and Belarusian athletes remains uncertain due to the conflict in Ukraine, adding a layer of geopolitical intrigue to the Games. Despite the challenges, the spirit of the Olympic and Paralympic sports shines through, with hopes for high viewership, engagement, and a celebration of global unity and athletic excellence. In a plea that underscores the dire situation on the ground, Ukrainian President Zelensky has urgently called for enhanced air defense systems from Western allies, following a devastating attack where three Russian Iskander cruise missiles struck the heart of Chernihiv, killing at least 17 people and injuring dozens. This incident is a grim reminder of the escalating conflict between Russia and Ukraine, now entering its third year, with Ukraine critically lagging in military support from the West. The delay in U.S. military aid has notably enabled Russian forces to regain tactical advantages, pushing forward and restoring maneuverability on the battlefield. Amidst this backdrop, Ukrainian forces are bracing for a major Russian offensive, employing drone and missile strikes deep behind enemy lines, signaling a strategic shift in their defense tactics. This conflict has not only intensified within Ukraine but has also seen spillovers into Russia, with reports of Ukrainian drone strikes and unconfirmed missile attacks in occupied Crimea. Amidst this escalating warfare, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has made a compelling call to allies, urging them to prioritize sending weapons to Ukraine over meeting NATO's own defense capacity goals. This comes as the BBC reports that Russia has suffered over 50,000 military casualties in the two-year-long war. In a significant move, the Netherlands has stepped up, delivering three additional F-16 fighter jets to aid in training Ukrainian pilots in Romania. On the diplomatic front, China has called for negotiations to resolve the conflict. While the U.S. Congress is on the brink of voting on proposals to allocate funds for Ukraine, alongside Israel and Taiwan. Meanwhile, a remarkable crowdfunding campaign in Slovakia aims to raise 1 million euros to purchase ammunition for Ukraine, showcasing citizen-led support in the absence of government military aid. The conflict's toll on civilians continues to rise, with more than 13,000 children evacuated from the Russian region of Belgorod near the Ukrainian border due to ongoing attacks. In a separate development, the investigation into the death of a French-Irish Fox News journalist in Ukraine has been transferred to judges in Paris, highlighting the conflict's far-reaching impact. Adding to the resistance efforts, the Atesh group, comprised of Ukrainian fighters in Crimea, claimed responsibility for an attack on a military airfield. Amid these developments, the call for immediate and substantial support from the U.S. remains a critical lifeline for Ukraine's defense efforts, illustrating the international dimensions and urgent nature of the conflict. This has been your daily brief in world news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.